there are two reasons. First, the Egyptian government tried to fool the people with some economic measures. They gave a political economic bribe of 15% raise to all government employees and pensioned. And so people began to wonder why they are giving this bribe, and if they had that money, why didn't they give it to them before? And so it turned out to, you know, the people began to feel that the government is doing that so that people abandon the revolution. So they were very angry about that, and they decided to continue the revolution. The second factor was the release of a very important figure, a young man who played an important role in mobilization for this revolution. This man, Mr. Wael, who used to be a marketing representative for Google, he was released from the state security jail, and he went straight to a private channel, Dream 2, and he gave a very emotional interview in which he said he was rich enough and his family are well settled, they are well off people, and he could have ignored the revolution, and he could have ignored anything about what is happening in Egypt, and he would have enjoyed himself, and he wouldn't bother. But he was very much alarmed about the human rights violation, lack of democracy in Egypt, and they felt that they cannot sit still and watch the country collapsing and being robbed in this way. And so, his crying and the emotionally charged interview made a lot of people yesterday cry. And it is one of the most popular YouTube program in Egypt today. Everybody is putting that on Facebook and Twitter. And so everybody felt they would not fail him, and they will continue this revolution. When he said that people, he couldn't have imagined what he did on Facebook would lead to so many martyrs. And he felt that I cannot be blamed for what happened to those martyrs. The one to be blamed about those martyrs are those rulers who cling to power for endless years. They are the ones to be blamed. So everybody in the morning was phoning me. I had some of my students who had never participated in any demonstration in the world, even in the last 2 days. After that emotional interview, decided, no, we will go no matter what happens. And they went. And I saw many students who are so peaceful. You wouldn't imagine those people would participate in any even demonstration inside a Starbucks coffee shop. But they didn't. And so I imagine it would be a big one, and it did. It turned out to be a really, really one of the biggest one I attended.
Professor Sadek, there are estimates that the economy is losing $310 million approximately daily because of the ongoing protest. Some people are worried that if this protest continue, the economy of Egypt could potentially be ground to a halt. What do you say to that?
Well, any revolution has a price. The American Revolution, to get its independence from British colonization, had a price. And any country in the world that wants to be free will have to pay a price. And the Egyptians today feel they will go for that price. If the end result is total freedom and respect of human rights, and that they take charge of their own life. They want to end to this local occupation. They want an end. I mean, the slogan of this revolution, the people want to change, the people want to down the regime. And so they want to have a civilian, democratic, secular regime. And no matter how much is the price, they will have to go for it. And it is not them who are causing this damages. The damage is caused by irresponsible ruling gang. We know how much they have, and it has been revealed in Bloomberg, in CNN, in many international media, how much the ruling family of Mubarak own abroad. We don't know really. We don't have the exact assets and where, But from international media, they amount to $70 billion. They are enough to pay for, if we ever get this money, and the cronies who also have so many billion dollars, then in this way we can compensate for all these economic losses. By the way, dignity and human rights has no price. We cannot measure the dignity of people by economic losses. At the end of the day, you know, even in, when I was in Tahrir today, I saw many people who are very poor, but they are sharing food, they are sharing everything. There is more that the Egyptians discovered, which is national unity. The authoritarian regimes were trying to divide the Egyptians, saying these are Muslims, these are Copts, and they were promoting this kind of ethnic religious division among the Egyptians. Today, I saw everybody is united. Class, on all class lines, on all religious lines, on all sectarian lines, they are all united on one objective. They want to have a better future, they want to have hope, and definitely any economic loss that you will lose today, you can compensate in the future. How much did the United States lose to gain its freedom from Nazi attempt to destroy America? Well, Pearl Harbor, remember the war on America, war on Europe, war on many countries. Many countries had to go through economic losses to escape what is worse than economic losses, which is enslavement, loss of dignity, loss of human rights. That is more important than loss of a few dollars.
The government, led by Vice President Omar Suleiman, has put forth a plan to have a gradual transition. Why are the protesters not interested in that?
They are playing for time. I mean, the revolution has very clear objectives. First, Mubarak must resign all his posts immediately. He doesn't do it. I mean, they are all the time trying to give you plans here and plans there and details so that they try to make the scheme of the revolution gets lost. They don't want to answer the right question. We ask him a clear request. Mubarak must go. They are all the time avoiding that and coming up with a lot of excuses. And it is not enough. He has to also declare that this regime is a transitional regime. There will be a constituent assembly that will be formed. A new constitution will be made. The legitimacy of the regime and the current constitution are already gone. The revolution that took place on the 25th of January had delegitimized the regime and all acts that they are doing. And so it is pointless for anybody to accept, you know, trying to patch up an already fallen regime.